broadcasting from the financial capital of the world. This is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Elvis Marchand. And for my next guest, coming from New York, she's a certified positive psychology life coach. Please welcome everybody, Eva Centeno. Eva, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Elvis. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, why don't you start with just telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
As a life coach, I work out of my office in New York City on 34th Street, and I see clients there as well as seeing them on Skype or FaceTime if they can't get to New York. And I offer one-hour sessions helping people through various life transitions, getting unstuck or needing some clarity to help them design the life they choose to live. And my intention is to empower my clients with strategies that foster greater inner strength and resilience. And I help guide my clients to find solutions that work for them. And we create an action plan together to achieve any goals that they might have. I use a method of mine. It's called the Spice of Life. And SPICE is an anagram for looking at all aspects of the whole being, your spiritual side, your physical, intellectual pursuits, your connection with others, and your emotional well-being, because I want my clients to flourish in all aspects of their life. When people come to me, I also use a VIA assessment survey, which is a free online assessment that I have them do. It takes about 15 minutes, and it helps them to see what their personal character strengths are and become aware of them and how they're using them. For example, I had a client recently who had to have a difficult conversation with somebody, and I pointed out to her that a couple of her top strengths were honesty and fairness. And she realized that, she would be able to use those strengths to help her easily have this conversation. So that was really great. And another client came in and was having trouble making a decision and was so fearful that she was going to make the wrong decision and the wrong choice. And one of her top strengths was prudence, which is when you are careful about your choices. And she was actually overusing that strength, and so we had to look at how she could calm that strength down so that she could make a clear decision as to which way she wanted to go. My business, also, I offer workshops on various topics at the 92nd Street Y and in the Southampton Library, and also some corporations that have come to me when they want me to work with their teams. I've done workshops on the science of happiness, which is a 6-week course, gratitude, forgiveness, living your best life, positive aging, just to name a few. I also brought to market a product that you can find on my website, evacentino.com, and it's called Flip Cards. And Flip is, again, an anagram for flourishing life in positive psychology. And what the cards do is they offer you the tools of positive psychology so that you can flip your life around and continue to flourish. That's just a few things that I do.
Awesome. Now, what kind of background or training would someone need to in order to do what you're doing?
Well, I am certified positive psychology practitioner. That's my training. It's in the science of well-being. And after I became certified in this, I realized that I wanted to share this information, and that was a year-long course studying with Tal Ben-Shahar, who had the largest class at Harvard in positive psychology. And I ran workshops sharing that information, but then I wanted to work one-on-one, so I became trained as a life coach rooted in positive psychology. And then I also became certified as a retirement coach since I'm a baby boomer, and I've seen many of my colleagues struggle with this particular transition and positive aging. So that's my training. I was previously an early childhood educator as well as an entrepreneur, which gives me another perspective to help my clients even more.
Gotcha. And what is it that inspired you to actually say this is really what you wanted to do?
Well, throughout my life, I've used the tools of positive psychology without even knowing it. And when I saw that there was a certification course being offered, I jumped at the opportunity to take it. And I know that these tools work. So it inspired me to run workshops and become this certified life coach so I can help others improve their sense of well-being and help them flourish in their life. And my clients are all ages, and the theme that tends to come up all over and over are transitions and relationships and helping them design their best life and opening the door to them to their best life. And my toolkit based on positive psychology can help them gain that clarity they're seeking, which I find very inspiring.
Awesome. And what do you see for yourself in the near future? Are you looking to possibly expand into more things or just hone in on what you're doing now?
Both. I see myself continuing to use one of my top strengths, which is the love of learning, because there's always new research coming out in positive psychology. So to continue to stay on top of that research so that I can help my clients apply that to their lives. I would love to create more group situations because I feel in this multitasking and techno-crazed world, people aren't meeting face-to-face and they're having a more challenging time making connections and finding their tribe. So I would love to form some of these groups that they can connect with each other. I also want to continue my workshops and working with businesses that want to help their teams flourish and possibly work with young people to bring the mind-body strategies and building their resilience through the science of positive psychology. I also want to continue helping my clients boost their happiness quotient and flourish, learning to live in gratitude and checking in with their spice of life and continue to ask them, as Mary Oliver did in her poem, tell me what it is you plan to do with your one wild and precious life.
Awesome. And what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information?
Well, they can go to my website, which is evacenteno.com, and there's contact information there. They can call me at 917-882-7671, or they can email me at eva.centeno4@gmail.com.
Sounds good. Well, Eva, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on air with us. I really do appreciate you taking the time out.
And thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, no problem. And for everyone else listening, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 90.10.4.
Order the car.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.